hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
X-Go, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Biosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
X-Go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Fraud Wire by Fraudsters. I'm Cena Gazdavi at Cena Now. Oh, good. It looks like Katrina. That's good. That's good. It's our producer.
Yeah, Cena, you know, we had some meetings.
Oh, my God. It's so good. I'm glad this is working out so well already.
Flawless.
Flawless victory. People tell me in the chat if you can hear me and all that stuff. Wow, this is hilarious. Smooth like pudding. That's right, Mystic Greg. I want to welcome our guests here. Henry Zebrowski, the father of the Lost Podcast Network, and Gordon Baker Bone, at Baker Bone, an amazing stand-up comedian that we're happy to have on the show. What's up, Gordon? Good to see you. Can you hear us?
It's like Ghost in the Machine, man. He's just lost on the web, dude.
Can you hear us, Gordon?
Gordon.
Wow, he doesn't even... I hope
Gordon,
he doesn't really take his clothes off. Does he know he's on the stream?
This is the whole show.
Oh, no. He is just... Oh, man, I feel like I'm porn. You know what I mean?
Everyone type Gordon in the chat.
Oh my God! Hey, what's up, Cake? That man who I see you there.
What a cake!
Oh my God, this is great. Gordon, can you hear us?
I feel like I can.
Okay, a little bit of delayed audio, but I think we got it now. Amazing. Okay, great. Now we got you talking. Now we're all in this together. Oh my God, what are we doing here? So. We were just on the LPN stream talking about how we wanted to keep making some stuff in the off season, and I'm happy we're able to do that here today. Man, what a crazy time it is to be just making stuff. There
what's
is
going
a,
on?
A flood.
What's happening? Things are chill. Honestly, things are chill. I you know what I do? I wake up every day and I just go like, no news, like.
Slow news day. What are those people in like small local markets do on their local news? Do they even do like a high school quarterback scores a touchdown story anymore? Does that even exist?
That's where they're actually fighting Nazis outside of synagogues. You know what I mean? Like that's where the actual battle is happening.
I just see a headline from a newspaper in South Jersey that said it was like Dave puts up new fence. So like. This is the front page.
Oh, I can't believe it. We're here. We're doing it. We're live. Man, this is, can I just say what privilege we have making a podcast that I can edit all of this.
No, man. No, no, this is real, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
We should release like a greatest of fraudsters, things that were edited out, just people, just like just hours, a whole season of like technical difficulties.
For last podcast, we do on the Patreon, we'll do like an uncut like video feed of side stories. So you can see us struggle with those problems on the Patreon. Like you could see it happening, but like, we don't cut, like how much do you really cut out of fraudsters? In the end, in last podcast, truly we cut out to 3 minutes per episode. And it's mostly just like clunky transitions, or like if we've said something wrong, or like when Kissel says like the Jungle Book when he meant like Aladdin, and you don't want to get the 1,000 emails when you get the name of something wrong.
No, it's just, it says like stutters and mixing language, or if I'm doing an explainer and I screw it up, it's not so much, but man, this is great. I've already poured myself some more mezcal, and we're doing it. So we're going to cover some news stories from Fraudland today. So I had a whole workout set up and stuff like that, but it was good we did that pregame because it's all broken now. None of it's working. our first story, I'm going to do this. Let's see if this works. Whoa, it's working. Look at us. Cool that.
Oh,
look how cool that is! this is a cool story. The Zack Snyder's remake of the Justice League. Apparently, in the run up to it, there were a ton of fake accounts. They had a person from the Q5ID, the Chief Information Officer and Chief Technology Officer, Becky Wanta, from one of these organizations, because Warner Brothers was very nervous about how much attention this movie was getting and all the vitriol that was happening. There was apparently a million hashtag posts for like this, for this movie. And then 2 days later, it dropped down to 40,000. And so apparently that does not happen organically.
This sounds a lot like Lars Ulrich complaining that people were getting music for free. It was done on purpose.
Yeah.
It literally was. They built bot farms to, it was, they're like, yes, that's what they did. It was from Reddit. They did it to fuck with the Oscars because it's funny, because the internet got to do it.
It's a feature, not a bug.
Yes.
This is the point. But apparently this Becky Wanta person says her firm's analysis indicates there's no question that bots were involved. She goes on to explain, quote, "There are certain patterns that bots give off that we saw here."
She fucking loves it.
Beep, boop, pop. They keep tweeting, beep, boop, pop,
they
beep,
loves
boop.
It.
They arrive the Snyder Cut, where there are emails, Trump 2099. If you are an ethnic minority, you must rise against the oppressive American stage.
They arrive almost at the same time in huge numbers. And many times the origin of thousands or even millions of messages can be traced to a single source or two.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it's called the internet. It's literally the function of the internet. It is what they did it. They opened it up. They asked the internet to get involved. They had a full closed gate.
But what I love about this story is that, yeah, the reason I even want to talk about it is, yes, it's a fraud. Yes, it's influenced. 13% apparently of all of the posts were from bots, which is a lot. But normally it's like 3-5%, which I think is insane. But the reason I wanted to talk about this story is because I like the Snyder Cut. So I actually don't mind that I was influenced by this campaign. What you guys? You guys watch the Snyder Cut?
This is where I think this is where I'll head into controversy, because I like the dark superhero movies. Like, I like the super heavy ones. I like the DC takes. I thought that the Justice League, like, maximum cut was actually really good. It was, like, really good. Like, it was much better than the movie. But the thing I like most is the Oscars being fucked with from outside sources. That is, to me, the most. That is so beautiful because they thought they were doing the thing where they were trying to get the youth involved. Like, they were, like, doing, they're like, let Tyler choose what we have for dinner. And then Tyler dabs and he's like, we're eating blooming onions. And like, that's like, that's what you get, idiot. You had a closed set. Like, nothing had to be, you had total control. This is what you want. They love this. I think this gives them advertising. I think that it gives the it gives them juice, because then they can have their little beef with the internet and feel like that they are involved in youth culture.
Yeah, I think no other way. Apparently, there were some really gross things. There was like decapitated heads of executives being sent around. And then all I could think of is, again, to your point, Henry, it's the internet. What did you expect was going to happen? It's the fucking internet. Did anyone grow up with Faces of Death here? Did anyone grow up with steakandcheese.com? Anyone grow up with all these like weird video sites that you use your 56K modem to see downloaded in very slow real time?
Yeah, dude. Just the way it just breaks that clink, clink, slowly getting to the tits. Then it just like, like it finally reveals.
It's the way to do it. Justin, what'd you think of the Snyder Cut?
I like the Snyder Cut a lot. You know, should be happiest that it got released is actually Steppenwolf, because in the Joss Whedon version, they made him look so weak. As the main villain look incredibly weak. So he looked really great in the Snyder Cut. And like someone else was saying, the Snyder Cut, I normally don't like DC movies. I'm normally with Gordon, except for I like the Snyder Cut. And as someone said in the chat, check out Doom Patrol. Doom Patrol is like, what if it's a superhero show, except it only takes place in the dark recesses of problematic people's minds.
As a person with anxiety and depression, I love Doom Patrol, because I'm like, this is great. This is how I'm going to connect with this genre. Is I never thought these superheroes would be it. And Brandon Fraser in Doom Patrol is incredible. I mean, he should win an Emmy for not showing his face. But, you know, and he can let himself go as much as he wants, you know? He could just live his best life. He's in a suit the whole time.
I loved Doom Patrol. That's the thing. And then now you have, like, the Boys is kind of doing the thing, too, now, where it's all...
Yeah,
dark superheroes kind of all turning in on itself. People are starting to, even though it's all based off of like 90s comic books that kind of went through this time period. It's like TV is now going through it, where it celebrated superheroes and it started ripping them apart. Kind of like we're kind of in now post-modern superhero television. And anything that keeps these idiots on their toes, man, I think is good. Push them.
I mean, do you think we'll ever get to a point where we're not watching superhero stuff all the time? It's just here to stay, it seems.
The Boys is pretty good. I started watching it. It's just, you know, eventually, what's nice is we're seeing Netflix is slowing down. They're realizing that they're not king daddy anymore of the streaming service. I think all these people understand that, like, they can go away. You know what I mean? Like, they can lose. They can lose a significant amount of money. They can lose a significant amount of viewership. I think eventually they're going to have to chase some of us, right? Because I tell you what, I feel like I'm going to get attacked too. I tried to watch The Mandalorian recently.
Yeah. You didn't like it?
I thought it was whatever. I just looked at it and I was like, whatever, bro. Like, it's just all just fucking fanboy bullshit.
I mean, here's the thing that
Where's my Chewie show?
But
I want a show that's so all Wookiees. I want all Wookiees. No, I have no way. It's the opposite. If you want my expectations to be normal, don't build it off of IP that is beloved from when I was a little kid. Just make new shit. Yeah. Make a fucking sun battle. Something else.
Henry. They have like an all Wookiee show. It's called the Star Wars Holiday Special.
That's what I want to do. But I also, you know, again, I also I don't care. And what my wife Natalie makes me understand is there are things that are not for me.
Yes.
And that they're for others. Like, they made Dune. They tried to reach me with Dune.
They did.
They tried. They
didn't,
came and
they
they're
didn't
like
reach you.
No, honestly, I appreciate it. I feel like it's like, it was like the way my dad first like got me like a Metallica shirt. And he was just like, you're not gay. Like, he just tried to like do something where he tried to engage with me. And I was just like, thanks, Dad. You know what I mean? That's how Dune felt. Where it was like, okay, you're some of us.
Yeah, I got, you know, it seems beautiful. My expectations for movies is so low now that I just kind of am just happy that I get to disassociate from reality for 90 minutes or 2 hours and stuff now. That's all I really want. Anyways, guys, let's go
on.
Well,
I like
to
our horror,
next...
horror movies. Horror movies, they're crushing it. But otherwise, like, I don't know. I just don't care about IP.
Well, I feel like also horror movies are where, like, the real commentary is coming from. The chat was talking about how The Boys was a really good commentary and satirization of, like, U.S. policy or U.S. Yeah. like politics and stuff, which I totally agree with. But I think horror movies are, like, the really easy way to communicate, you know, a clear allegory of something, right? And it's, like, very clear. It's easy. You get into it. You come away with it. It's just, it just makes me so scared.
Better be prepared, man. You got to keep your head on a fucking swivel. Life's fucking dangerous, dog. There's a lot of shit fucking flying around right now, so you better get prepared for the fucking wars coming home, bro.
Okay, this next story. Katrina, we're going to go to the fake cricket game that could. I'm excited about this story, and Katrina's going to pull up the article for it so we could check out just a quick image of it. But
hey, no one's talking about it. Is anybody talking about the Winnie the Pooh movie? We'll talk about this. They're doing a ripoff of, because Winnie the Pooh went public. Winnie the Pooh went public domain. So people are starting to make, like, someone made like a killer movie, a fucking, with Winnie the Pooh with a big old fucking axe.
They made a murderous Winnie the Pooh. This is allowed now. It's public domain. This is incredible. Bloody Pooh.
I can't wait.
This is great. All right. Well, let's go to our next story. Is the fake cricket game that could. Four men have been arrested in India for partaking and creating what police call a fake cricket game, a fake cricket tournament involving a group of unemployed men in the Gujarat state and a bunch of punters curiously based in Russia. Two high-definition cameras beamed the matches on YouTube with a paltry 255 subscribers, which is, I think, more than what we have now, which is totally fine. And cricket bets were placed through a Telegram channel set up by the organizers. So these guys basically gamed a fake cricket game and got these other people to bet on the cricket game, and all they had to do was show two fucking cameras. Again, these guys didn't get busted until they were halfway deep into this thing. I mean, how much money do you guys think they made? I don't think it says in the article.
10 grand. Yeah, because they made, like, because cricket literally has, from what I understand, because I've never seen it, I don't understand the mechanics of cricket, but I do understand that it has like a billion fans.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, there's like the largest sports with fans. It's just like soccer, and then cricket, and then everything else is like the distant third. 1 million rupees, said someone. Okay, the players were paid 400 rupees for a game. They have already agreed to cooperate in the police case. So, I mean,
don't they have huge teams?
Yes, huge teams, and they last for days, these games. Again, I mean, I don't understand. This seems like such a racket. People, by the way, with the growth of, like, gambling online and stuff like that, you could gamble on anything. You know, there's sites where you can gamble on life events, right? Like whether or not a presidential election will turn one way or the other, or anything. I mean, people will place bets on anything with servers and wherever. It doesn't matter. There was a whole controversy, a whole scandal, on the tennis scandal, like the deep, not even like pro tennis, like sub-pro, like the pros that are deep in the rankings. They were gaming their matches, and people were betting on them, and people were making millions of dollars. And then that blew up. This stuff happens all over the place. Do you think, I mean, should we be getting into some gambling more? Is that what we should be doing?
No, I don't know. But you know what we should do is get into the fake cricket game broadcasting.
What if LPN did a fake cricket game? Wouldn't that be amazing?
Listen, you just have, because we have the body of cricket players, and they come out here and you have the one guy doing the, like, where he throw. We just have that guy. I do the wicket where you go like this. You have another guy with a big hat on, like behind the thing. We do, it's just two angles. Like this, then we flip it,
boom.
We patch it all together. You put a little live like thing that says live in the corner like we're doing right now, because this is all a scam. We actually have shot this months ago. And we just do the same shit.
We're already here. Someone in the chat said an LPN crypto. I mean, I've wanted to do this. I actually reached out during when we were doing fraudsters. I reached out to a friend. I was like, hey, could we make a fraud coin? And like my friend was just like, do you not read the news? People are already making fake coins. You can't. Yeah. your joke's already been done like 100,000 times. Oh, geez. For entertainment only, like wrestling. This is so great. I love it. This is great, guys. I think I hit you on this.
Can we start a fake like other leagues? Like I really want to be get people to bet on me as LeBron James.
Is he LeBron James? You just have to shave your hair back. Like he's man. I just you know what I was thinking we could all do, man. Darts.
You know, darts is a thing.
Darts is another one that's got a huge fan base that nobody talks about it because it's a bar sport.
Is LPN willing to put up the money for the amount of cocaine we'll need to play darts at the level that I'll need to play at?
For cocaine, the thing is that now it's like you got to get the strips in there. We got to test it all. We'll have to do all that. That's going to take.
Absolutely.
We need a coke nanny. A Coke nanny costs like $45,000 these days.
Let me just tell everyone on this stream, all 280,000 people that are on this stream, or 28, you pick. test your drugs, okay? If you're going to a bachelor or bachelorette party, be the cool person and bring the testing strips from Amazon. Order them. Do it. I was that daddy. Everyone cheered for me when the testing strips came back positive or negative, whatever way you want to do it. But safe. Testing, they came back safe. Save a life. You should die the old school way. Letting your heart explode.
Yeah. No, man. It's all about, because I think that I do believe that's my main libertarian streak is that I think all drugs should be legal. I think we should be allowed to regulate it and deal with it. But yeah, man, like sometimes, it's not the coolest thing in the world, but if you can get everybody safe, right, you just got to take the extra 10 minutes to do it. My friends just ran into it. I had a whole group of friends that just went to a bachelorette party. They got Molly to do it because they thought it would be fun to do it, and they brought the strips. It all tested positive for fentanyl, and they all would have been hospitalized. The whole group would have been fucking hospitalized. You got to be careful. You got to keep your head on a swivel. It's not 2007 anymore.
You don't want to go in an ambulance covered in glow sticks overdosing on fentanyl, okay?
No, man. That's why I take a five-hour energy drink, man.
Oh, my God. Man, those, by the way, at the Jamboree, Henry, after I got off set, I took another five-hour energy drink and drank, and I was just out.
Yeah, man. I've become John Belushi on two five-hour energy drinks. Like, I could balance on the head of a golf tee. On two of those, man.
So if we did a dart tournament, I mean, I think this has got legs. We get 5-hour energy drink to sponsor us, and we're just all ripping shots. I'll do a vodka 5-hour energy drink every hour on the hour, and I will crush some cricket. We could play cricket darts. Maybe that's the marriage we'll do.
I just feel like we could just get in, break into cricket. Because, again, this all reeks of a Will Ferrell movie from our generation of, like, a group of Americans getting together, trying to trick other Americans that this is cricket, and then they just make it up as they go. And then eventually you have some cricket expert, some goalie, he shows up. He's ready. Oh, it's like, oh, well, totally. Get Liam Neeson. He comes and teaches everybody how to play fucking cricket, man.
God, if only Rip Torn was still around. He's the perfect coach. 5 + 5 = 10. So why not? You know, trying to go to the distance.
It's full work day. Full work
day. Listen, my part. Well, I'm a dad now. Those party days like that are over. I mean, it's a cold brew and a 5-hour energy drink, and I'm
that
off
is
to
actually,
the races.
That's not true. We went out. He came out to on vacation. It's actually gotten worse because what he did was like it was like. 2:30 in the morning. I'm like ready to go to sleep. And he's like, we doing fucking mushrooms right now? And I was just like, I'm exhausted. I'm going to go to sleep. And he's just like, I'm a father now. Like, I'm a fucking father now. I stay out now. When I'm out, I'm out. And I was just like, I'm not a father. And I'm exhausted.
I do remember that. Yeah, that is a true story. I'm not gonna.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. X-Go, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience.
Acura wins Daytona.
And that, that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? X-Go, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. For the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Not gonna lie. All right, so yeah, this cricket thing is kind of incredible. Again, these guys were able to get a bunch of bets through and stuff, and it's kind of incredible. Another guy, this next story, oh God, Henry, this is what you guys, I want you to be really cognizant of this next story. David Bunavex bilked cannabis vape investors out of $37 million, then spent it on horses, cars, and a lavish home in Calabasas, right down the street. Authorities claim
he... Pittsburgh accent.
Calabasas. Authorities claim he used the money to support a lavish lifestyle, buying cars, horses, and luxury goods, including diamond earrings, a Rolex, an Hermes bag, gambling away more than $8 million at casinos, which, by the way, is easy to do. And spending more than $200,000 to throw a sweet 16 birthday for his daughter.
That fucking shit. Whatever, man. That's the biggest crime of all.
He loves his daughter so much.
What do you think about the entertainment was?
What the thing about the 16-year-old's parties is that I grew up in Florida. Well, I grew up in Queens, but I moved to Florida about that time period, 15, 16 years old. The girls that would get those high-level parties, because we had people like... They're all just fucking monsters. They're all just like, it's just like four blonde women on a horse that says like Trump 2028 on it. Like that's like their whole Instagram life. They're all living these crooked ass lives because they have no, like, they don't know anything about money.
Let me tell you something, guys. Horses are expensive. You can't just willy-nilly buy a horse.
Does he think that he is... Like when he buys that horse, he's like, this is my meal ticket, or is he gonna marry it? Yeah, I think that if you buy a horse, it's like you're just about to buy a person. You know what I mean? Like if you want to have horses, like it's just so difficult. And if you're not in the horse industry, like if you're not from a horse family, like if they ran their horses, I don't know.
If your last name is not horse, you should not be in the horse game. If you don't have the steed of that, but like what happens? Like, I don't know. I had a family friend who had a horse, and it was weird because like they would race the horses. It was one of those chariot ones where you sit in the chariot. I don't know if it's called a chariot, but you sit in it and they run around. That seems like such like the AA league of horse racing that I never understood why. Why bother doing it? But I fell off that horse when I rode it, and I'm afraid of horses ever since.
Actually, it sounds like it's I was looking into, just because, like, what I like to do every once in a while is, like, I'll Google, like, something I'll never purchase, right? Like, how much is a Ferrari? Or, like that type of, like, getting a Ferrari, something like that. And something, like, you have to actually get in with those people. Like, with the McLaren people or all of those people. Like, you have to know them. They have to vet you before you buy one. They have to see if they're into, like, you being a representative of their brand or whatever. It's like, can anybody just buy a horse?
No,
can
I don't think so.
I just show up?
No. Come on, really? Are there like 20 guys that are like the breeders or that are like the official guys? No, but anyone could do it.
Yes. It's feeding it.
It's feeding it. It's filling it full of ketamine so that it runs fast.
You gotta put it in school. Yeah, you gotta take it to college. You have an idea how much these horse women cost for this horse to be up in? Like, you have to, man, it's a lot hard with these horses.
Yeah. I'm a half horse from the waist down. You know how much it costs just for breathable linen pants? You have to put carrots in its mouth every once in a while.
Oh, my God. So, carrots in its mouth? Oh, my God. Wait, wait, this is well, just this is, I'm glad we have this banner.
Wow, Justin is so cool.
I call my dick secretariat. World record speed.
My dick is more of a lawn gnome, so it's actually really hard to relate. I just saw an article recently that it said, "Men with big dicks, what's your life like?" And it's just like, "Fuck you, whatever, man. Fuck all of you, man. It's fucking garbage."
Whatever.
The other side of the story, though, Henry, is this is a vape scam. So I want to know, how is the LPN vape business going? And is this a scam that you are running? Are these real vapes?
No, man. I tested them. I tested our fucking terpenes. I tested that juice, dude. It ain't empty. It's out there. Well, we're trying to get into flower now. Like, that's
okay.
So it's like, we're moving on. But there is so much chicanery in the weed world. Like, there really is a lot of that, which you can kind of, you got to be careful. Am I gone?
No, I think, no, you're here. You're here. You're back. This is,
yeah,
so
exactly.
Funny.
Everyone says, like, got to be careful, then immediately whacked. You have to be careful.
This is so crazy.
Dude, well, mostly the people, truly the people you have to worry about, which is what we're really discovering, it's that it's not small. Like, they act like it's all hyper predatory and you don't know who you can trust. But the people you can't trust are the people that got in early, the giant corporate interests that have arrived, started buying all the market share and started already putting up facilities before it was even legal. Those are the people you have to worry about because they're fucking going to drink your milkshake.
Yeah,
they want to take. They want to make sure that you. There's no room for you.
This is exactly This is exactly what's happening. If you look, I've actually invested in a weed farm back in the day of
I remember.
Friends of ours. Yeah, that didn't work out. Not because of the business model or anything about how they were running a business, but because the government and the big Budweiser-esque companies were coming in and just destroying it. Those Budweiser-esque companies can go in and get a meeting with any legislature they want. They can pay the licensing fees that are exorbitant and get pay lawyers to go through all the hoops and everything like that. Where in reality, who do you want to be buying weed from? Like Budweiser or like your winemaker? I mean, that's what cannabis should be at. It's like
it costs about $40,000 to go legit. So just to go legit, to get on with the government costs about $40,000. And then it's probably about like a year or two of them coming out and checking your farm, and you got some nerd from the fucking weed IRS, like looking at your weed, smoking your weed, seriously testing all that shit over and over.
Honestly,
again. It's a pain in the ass.
I feel like my son's gonna have that as like a summer job. He's gonna wear like a green vest and show up at weed farms, demand to smoke their weed and test.
sir, yeah, the better weed bureau, like you show up and just be like, look, so we're here to check your fucking perp. I'm here to check your, you got that fucking perp, man, you guys holding? You know what I mean? Like, but I have a badge from the government, so you have to listen to me.
I'll take a fruit juice. Thank you.
But, you know, like, that's why we work with people like Last Prisoner Project, because the whole point is to put, they're trying to put jobs in the hands of people that, like, went to jail for weed and shit like that, because now it's super legal. Oh, fucking... yeah.
It's legal in Jersey, right, guys? Justin, Gordon?
Yes.
Changed my mom's life. She loves those edibles. She was in constant pain. Honestly, it changed her whole fucking life. Changed her attitude as well. Yeah, of course. She's much nicer. She's a high.
Changed that attitude, like, mama.
Yeah, she's like, yeah. Drop those sativas inside of her. She's doing great. You know what I mean? Am I getting hassled and shit? And it's
I really wanted to give my dad weed, but he's got Parkinson's. They gave him drugs that make him think weird. And so what if I gave him more drugs to make him think even more weird? I don't know if that would help very much. But the tremors, I hear it helps with the tremors and all. But the drugs that the pharmaceutical companies give you are the most trippy drugs that you can get today. That's the idea. Well, let's go to our... nothing like a vape story.
No, I haven't been to any distillery. I don't like smoking weed anymore because it makes me feel real bad about something I did in fourth grade that was bad. Like every time it has happened. So I just do much harder drugs now.
Oh, that's good. By the way, this guy is facing 40 years in prison. And he did this scam over the course of a decade and went to elaborate lengths to deceive his victims, lying about his business connections, forging bank statements and legal settlements, laundering money through shell companies, and concealing prior legal troubles. First of all, let me just say, lying about business connections, laundering money through shell companies, and concealing prior legal troubles, that is all just business.
That's just business.
That is just business. Okay. None of that. You do that, and anyone else is just like, man, that guy's a savvy businessman.
Yeah, I love that. I love that voice.
You lied on a bank statement? You lied to like the field. It's like, you know, where did you go to college? On a bank? They'll murder you. They will come after you. They don't give a shit.
It's, you know, it's so much. I've said this with every episode I've listened to Fraudsters. Man, it's so much easier to just have a job. It's so much easier to run a business. Like, I don't actually understand. This is so difficult. All of this lying. You're doing the paperwork. Like,
yeah.
You make up the paperwork. You're literally sitting down and doing. Like, why don't you just do the paperwork?
Arguably, you're doing more paperwork. You're just...
you got to think about the stress. Like, the stress of keeping the game going. Like, you could just see, like, that look on fucking... Oh, man. Bernie Madoff's face. Like, you know, imagine when he sat down with the boys and they all sitting in the office when he's just like, yeah, well, jig is up. It was probably the only time he smiled in 20 years. Because now it's over. Now it's like, all right, boys. It's on you now. I'm going to go to Club Fed. You guys all kind of deal with the aftermath of this. All right?
Yeah.
See you soon.
Yeah. And how do they do that? They kill themselves. I think there's a certain part of people that don't think that what they're doing is even a fraud, that they believe what they're doing is actually fine and legal and it's normal. The people that get in real deep, like the Madoffs of the world, I think, to Henry's point, he was begging for it to end. He seemed like he was the most stressed human being possible. And then you cover yourself with all of these yachts and trips and charities and stuff like that. That's what always makes people feel weird about these fraudsters too, is that they do all these good things for people, you know? And then really that's just to make themselves feel better about the scam they're doing and to convince themselves of something. I don't think they're quite, maybe they're sociopaths like murderers that you cover, Henry, but they're a little different. Don't you think?
I actually think that it's the same branch out of antisocial personality disorder. Like when we talk about, if you have one of these disorders, right? Like, you know, whatever, it's very difficult to diagnose. It's hard to say like what's the difference between somebody who's an asshole and who's clinically an asshole? Right. Where like you are, yeah. You get a prescription from a doctor because you're an asshole. Where like with antisocial personality disorder, you literally cannot see other people's point of view. You cannot understand. You lack empathy. And it's not just because you're mean. It's literally you don't understand the emotion. Like you can't conceive of it. So these guys, a lot of times, they operate much like, you know, people with like on certain levels of being on this, like the various neurodivergent spectrum, right? Where you have a hard time discerning emotions. They specifically don't know how to discern anything that amounts to caring about what happens to you, about their actions. So I think Bernie Madoff on some level probably did not feel very much, but like truly didn't feel very much. But then it just the pressure to continue to go, they can begin to feel, because what somebody like that who has psychopathic tendencies, which I would probably say he has, the only thing that moves his needle at all is the excitement, is the raising of stakes. That's what allows him to feel something. So
yeah, you know, speaking of people that don't feel things, and the chat's asking about this as well, what about Steven Seagal? Now, yeah. Seagal, what about Steven Seagal? You could also check out our Steven Seagal series on Fraudsters. I think we have 5 hours on Steven Seagal.
It's pretty exhaustive.
But yeah. Steven Seagal, he left his first wife and just came to America with a child, by the way. Left his first wife with a child, came from Japan, went to America, and just like started living a Hollywood life. Just didn't care. That was it. Like, that takes a lot. I go on a business trip for 3 days. I miss my kid, and I feel bad. You know what I mean?
Well, he's an actor, Cena.
Okay. It's true.
You have to remember, he's an actor. And, yes, he has this talent. Family. Yeah, this family. But that was back before. Now he's a new guy, right? He's here. He's American Steve. And he's rebuilt, but eventually he became Ukrainian Steve, and then he became Asian Steve, and he became all the other various things. But again, he's an actor. So it's all about, it's roles. Like, that's all it is. It's drama.
Yes, he's a blues musician as
and a
well.
Cop.
We forgot and a cop. I can't forget those.
And a piece of furniture.
Justin, what do you think about that? What do you think? Do you think these fraudsters want to get caught?
Some of them want to ball out in the public. I think most of them want to get caught. The one I think of the most is Ruja from
OneCoin.
Yeah, because she really doesn't want to get caught. She literally just disappeared off the face of the earth with all the money.
By the way, classy move. Classy move, Ruja.
Yes.
I like that move. Anna Delvey, you were going to...
Anna Delvey immediately got an Instagram account. She'll probably be begging for money. Like Umar Johnson, always gonna be begging for money. You know, like, but Ruja's like, all right, I got this money and I'm out. And I think that's she's the most normal fraudster to me out of all the ones we've talked about.
Just a classy, classy gal. Good for you, Ruja.
Yeah, man. You should set a line for yourself. Cause it's kind of like, I feel like show business too, drug dealings like that. Where you should set a line being like, okay, I can get out once I get to this point in time. Like, I can buy out. Like, if you're running a con, that's what I would do. I would then just be like, bye, or just like, just take the money and run. But I also do that at the casino. I don't let my money all go away. Like, as soon as I'm up, I cash out.
I don't. You gotta keep going. You're going to feel that eye, baby. Roll those dice. Roll those dice.
No, that's what I did when I met my wife. I cashed out. I knew. I was like, that's the hottest woman. This is the hottest woman's going to choose me.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. X-Go, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience.
Acura wins Daytona!
And that's our legacy. You
ready to be a part of it?
Let's go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And this is it. I had to be out.
All right, we got one more story for you guys. A federal judge has ruled that Subway, the sandwich company, can be sued over its 100% tuna claim.
We've been covering this on Side Stories for the last year.
Have you really?
Yes. We've been talking about this saga for a long time.
What happens when food fraud hits the courts? These are not rare. For instance, in 2016, a California man named Jason Sadean.
Oh, wait a second. Someone just said in the chat, I always get the tuna. Okay, listen to this. It has been clinically proven that there is no fish in the Subway tuna. There is absolutely no fish. So
no fish. Do we need to test this with an LP?
Look it up. I will never eat it. I will never eat it. It is not fish. It is no. There is yes. Everyone's saying no fish. There is what is called protein flake in it. That is like one of the terms that they use for it in McDonald's. They use something called pink slime. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I remember that from the nuggets.
Yep. So it is. It's not just not tuna. It's not fish. There is nothing in it. It is all just, it's just fake. And so now what they're trying to say is that it, because you don't know what the hell it is, because it's a proprietary protein blend from the people that brought us Jared Fogle, that we are going to now have to all bet on it. Like we now, they're like, trust us.
Hey, whatever happened
trust
to
us.
Such a great guy.
I love that. I love your innocent. That's your innocent corporation voice.
Yeah. Come on.
Wait, but if it's not fish, is it tuna? That's what's on the chest.
You wish it was. Your life's fucked, man. It was like when it was revealed that, like, they think a majority of frozen calamari is like pig colon, that it's pig butthole, right? Yep. You know what that made me realize? Pig butthole is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know. I just didn't know that I loved and craved it. So I guess if you've built up a physical tolerance to the tuna,
yeah,
you just know it's hashtag tuna.
But you know that tuna's got mercury in it, so maybe it's best for us. Maybe they're actually looking out for us that it's not real tuna. Getting that mercury out of our bodies, right? I mean, no?
I'm so scared. This is Monsanto logic.
Well, I don't want to cancel gigs like Jeremy Piven. Remember when he had to cancel all his gigs because he had so much sushi that he said he had mercury poisoning? I've been using that to get out of gigs. I ate so much baller tuna at the top Japanese restaurants in New Jersey that I can no longer perform.
I mean, bless us with that level of high class problems that I'm just covered in tuna sashimi all day. That I can't, I've got too much mercury in
mercury
my body.
Mercury poisoning. That's wild to me.
But by the way, someone sued Krispy Kreme though because its maple bars didn't contain actual maple syrups. glazed blueberry cake donuts didn't contain actual blueberries. The chocolate ice raspberry filled donuts didn't contain real raspberries. I mean, what other foods are lies? Do you guys have a feeling? Most? I think these foods that even say they're organic, I bet you that those things aren't even.
Listen, I watched Natalie eat that. Like, you know, obviously in our home, Natalie doesn't eat red meat, or she's a pescatarian, which we joke is like, it means I'm a vegetarian, but I'm also a pain in the butt, right? But
yeah,
she likes the impossible beef and the other shit, right? She likes that shit, which bleeds, but was never alive.
Yeah.
And so I don't really know what the difference is between what she's eating and what I'm eating, even though I know the meat is injected with antibiotics and all this other fucking shit. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Technically I'm supposed to like catch a cow and slit its own throat or like raise it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think the farmer's market's definitely the way to go. We got a few in LA. There's some hot spots. That's Trader Joe's here. By the way, the produce at Trader Joe's here in California fucking puts to shame the New York Trader Joe's. I don't know what the Brooklyn Trader Joe's, where they're getting their produce from, but it is night and day, the experience that I'm having eating fruits and vegetables here in Los Angeles. I know if they're out in the air, they will be covered in like ash particles from some fire up north and everything. But if it gets into my body fast enough, it's perfect. It's incredible.
You know, I sometimes go like, because we have good farms here, even though we're desert and we're running out of water. And so that's probably a part of it. I think it's important to look at what you're eating. I know that I now do the thing where I eat leaves and tomatoes and vegetables I can hold in my hands. Like, I do the thing, like, I don't get frozen. Like, I know that also I have that privilege because I'm okay for cash, which is very difficult because it's extremely expensive to eat healthy. You know, you then wonder whether or not truly the real conspiracy, how many people have said this, but it's probably true, that they make the poor food, they make the cheap food incredibly unhealthy because it keeps you fat and dumb and weighted down and you can't think as well and you can't perform at a high as a level because it's easy. All the food deserts are real, you know, which is why in the end we got to do is we all get together as like communities, get one farmer hostage.
Yep.
Fucking get his ass up here and be like, fucking you make some broccoli.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. Come on, bro. Make some fucking broccoli. Where's that fucking broccoli, dude? Like, you know, like hold him at knife point. Get his wife in a fucking.
Henry, is that a letter opener on your desk?
No.
Oh, you got scissors. I wish you had a fancy letter opener. All right, guys. Justin, any last words on the food thing here?
I will eat. I've had to change the way I was eating because it just got too wild for a while. Like, my body started changing in ways that I didn't like. So I kind of calmed that down. Now I just eat like a bunch of kale for like 3 weeks. And then I black out and accidentally order a bunch of White Castle to put the balance back. And I get the White Castle that's not what it's supposed to be. Like, I don't even get the burgers. I get like the fried clam platter from the Bulletproof White Castle.
On that note, guys, where are you guys performing? What can you plug? We're gonna wrap this first hilarious. Make sure you check out Gordon at Baker Bone. Justin, what about you?
If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see everything on there. I got the link tree up. I know what Instagram is now. I want to give a big shout out to everybody that's following me on Instagram. If you send me an email, I'll come to your house.
Boom. Henry, would you like to talk about any of the wonderful things that you're up to? Where are you going to dinner this week so we can all show up?
I am going to I will be there on Friday. Sure, Friday at room 10 at San Diego Comic-Con. And I have and then we got a couple signings on Saturday. Next Wednesday, come to Classy Night Out if you're in Los Angeles at the Pack Theater, 9 p.m. Me and Ed Larson are going to be doing some comedy stylings.
Classy Night Out is so good. Make sure you follow everyone on social. Guys, thank you so much for joining us on this first stream. We're going to try to rip the audio, whatever we can, put it on the feed so people can hear us, get a little dose of Fraudsters. I think this was fun. At Cena Now, at Fraudsters LPN, hit us up. Great. Thank you all so much.
Bye. It's my Zoom wave.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. X-Go, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Biosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Let's go, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.